Okay, we are meeting with Charmaine today, and we're going to give Charmaine some suggestions, and we are recording the session just in case something brilliant comes out and Charmaine wants to listen to it again. So give us an update, Charmaine, if you could, on where you're at, you know, life-wise, business-wise, Renatus-wise, all of that.
Life-wise, I'm moving towards accomplishing my goals, which is a good thing.
Okay.
And Renatus-wise, I've been doing the education piece of it, going through the tutorials.
Uh-huh.
So, and I've been enjoying them. I've completed most of them, I would say. I've done tax and two tax and legal day one and two. I've done the real estate essentials. I've done that first one I was telling Jill, I can't remember the name of it because that was the first one I did. It's the very first one on the left corner.
Okay.
Top corner.
Okay.
I've started the credit management, and I've also started the amortization.
Cool. So how do you feel that's going for you? Good, challenges, just anything?
I am learning so much. Each video really gives me some really good insight, and it's actually it, each one that I go through is really motivating.
Okay.
I like.
And what's it motivating you to do?
It's motivating me to really get the real estate investing business going.
Okay.
You know, getting, determining what area I want to really pursue, and then setting goals within that area on what I can accomplish to achieve my goal. So, the tax and legal was very, it was an eye-opener. I felt all sorts of emotions, because I felt good and bad all at the same time.
Right. And how is your husband's involvement in that at all? Is he involved?
He has communicated that he will be, but he's not really physically doing anything. I think the expectation is for me to go ahead and do it and learn it, and then as I do it, I think at that point he'll come on board in terms of assisting. So it's not resistance, which is a good thing.
Right.
But
right.
It's not assistance.
right. I love that. It's not resistance, but it's not assistance. And so it's kind of, you know. And so I know that, I believe, if I remember correctly, you were hoping to go on the Extreme Combo, but he was not as confident about that. Have you talked further to him about that?
I have not, because quite honestly, he didn't even think that I should be spending for the essentials, for the one I did get.
Right.
So my plan is just to continue use the business to make the money to expand or to grow. I know I definitely have to.
Are you looking at, are you doing any of the marketing of the education of Renatus?
I have not. I have shared it with two individuals, but I've not really pursued the marketing. I want to, and maybe you're the best one to advise me. One of the webinars that I did, I think it was a Tuesday night webinar, there was a suggestion of just focusing on learning the material. And so that's what I'm doing. And I don't know that it was saying, okay, don't do marketing until you've learned the material. I wouldn't say that's what it was.
Right.
But a big take-home for me from that webinar that night was, you know, just get yourself familiar with the information in case you're asked anything that you're at least able to communicate it.
Right.
So I've been working on that. It's easier. I do it throughout my day, you know, as I'm working, I'm at my desk, I'm working, I can just have my earplugs in and I'm listening to the training.
Right.
But when I do it that way, I'm missing out on the visual piece of it, so I'll have to go back to the visual after. But it's still good information.
Right. So, do you have any questions for me?
Is this the right thing, or should I, at this point, should I already start the marketing piece?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, there's two, you know, fields of thought, kind of, two ways of thinking about it. One is to wait. If you don't get the extreme combo, and you start signing people up on the essentials, if they turn into extreme combos, you don't get credit for any of that at all.
Right.
And so, you know, so there's a big, structurally, there's a big motivation to sign up for the extreme combo, because if you wait, you lose out on the lot.
Right. And that was something I noticed as well.
Right. A number of people, like Synergy as a program, is called Action Vision. It's helping people to discover their own life vision, why they were put on this planet, and then building business systems around that to help make sure that you've got the infrastructure in place. And there's been a lot of people that have said that they wished they were on Action Vision before they jumped into something, because Action Vision puts all of your business systems in place. Not the legal, not what you're learning in Renatus. It's really putting all of the marketing systems, the other systems in place. So when you do go on the, it's marketing, pre-sales, sales. It's learning all of those skills, getting all those systems, the databases, all those things up and going. So when you do go into the extreme combo, you can move through a lot faster. We've had individuals that have literally been in Renatus 3-4+ years and they had their extreme combo, but they didn't have their 5-star, and within 3 to 6 months, so they accomplished more in 3 to 6 months with the Action Vision coaching than what, you know, they were doing on their own kind of within Renatus. And so some have found that by going on Action Vision, you know, some have found by going on Action Vision sooner, that gets all the infrastructure in place, the foundation, the footings in place, to where once you do go into the extreme combo, then you see success a lot faster.
Okay.
And so that's called Action Vision. It's a program, again, offered through Synergy Solutions that others have found very beneficial.
I've already seen, I have to look, because it's so much information.
Yeah.
So many different resources initially.
Right.
So I would like to go back and look at this. I have it in an email?
Yeah, we can send you out, you know, an email, and it goes through it. There's three levels of Action Vision right now. Where you're at, you'd be fine. You'd do great with the basic. And there's three parts to the Action Vision. There's the assessment, which in the basic is $285. There's the 12-month plan, which is $1,980. And then there's the coaching, which is $565 a month. There's no long-term contract, and so it's on a month-by-month basis, so you're not locked into anything. Mm-hmm. It will help you build what's called a business operating system. It's the engine that runs our business. We earn the money we earn. We work the hours we work. We have the stress we do or don't have because of that engine. And so what we do is we help. We're really architects. People refer to us as coaches, but it's a lot more than that. We're really architects or engineers that engineer your business to get you to where you're, you know, at that $250,000 wow income goal, working 20 hours a week.
Okay, got you.
And then included in all of that are things, you know, on how do you go ahead and set up the systems that'll address the financial side. You know, how do you set up the systems for the deals, for the funding? How do you build all of those systems? And then how do you go ahead and identify that first deal? And more importantly, how do you go ahead and set up a system to do that on a consistent basis?
Got you.
And then it even, because it's customized, every plan is specific to, you know, unique to the individual. It even includes personal things, like you had said, you know, weight loss, it includes that. It includes, you know, spiritual, relational, I mean, anything you want. It's
but
really,
life
is, right, it's about life. How do you achieve the overall quality of life in every area of life that you value?
Okay. And that's for $565 per month.
Right. So there's three parts to it. There's assessment. There's a very, very deep assessment looking at the business opportunities, looking at you personally, all of that. That's $285.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the 12-month customized plan, which is $1,980.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coaching, the monthly, is $565 a month.
Okay. So it's not one or the other. It would be both at different stages.
Right. It's all three of those together. All three of those work together very, very quickly. And
mm-hmm.
so the assessment's done, and then the plan is developed, and the coaching and the mentoring starts all simultaneously.
Okay. Got you.
And there are other programs. You know, people that go on Action Vision, on average, will see a 30 to 35% increase in work productivity within 30 to 60 days. We have over 95% of people who start it that will follow through on it. And the accuracy of it is what's probably most amazing. So if we built you a plan to get to $250,000, on average, some are more, some are less, obviously, but on average, if somebody does 90% of the plan, on average, they'll get 94% of the results. If they do 50% of the plan, they get 54% of the results. So it's literally a scientific process with tools and systems, and there's literally millions of dollars of technology tools and systems that come with it, help you accomplish. Like, we've had people that have owned their own companies for over 25 years, and they're like, Mark, I mean, it's amazing. Like, we've been in coaching for, you know, 6 months. We've accomplished more in 6 months than we have in 25 years, and it's weird because it, like, we're doing less work. How is that possible? And
right.
So it's, rather than you struggling through, I mean, 97% of all business owners go out of business within the first 7 years.
True, very true.
So rather than you struggling through all of those things, what we do is we help you go ahead and put the systems and tools in place to be able to accelerate that process and do a whole lot more in less time.
Got you. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Cool. And there's a whole bunch of other programs. Like, there's a program through a nonprofit organization, Life Masteries Institute. It's called Mastermind Partnerships. There's not a plan, and there's not one-on-one coaching. It doesn't come with all the systems and tools that Action Vision has. But that program is $300 a month, and that's a spectacular program. So, again, what I have found is if you're just absorbing the education without doing the marketing systems, or without building the business infrastructure, you gain all this knowledge base. But it's very hard to take that knowledge base and apply it without a plan, without somebody guiding you, moving you through that process, without putting the right tools and systems in place.
That's true.
Does that make sense?
It does. Absolute sense. I think that's a part of the reason that so many people do not succeed.
Absolutely.
Or they
take a long, long time to see. And it's interesting because we just had a gentleman, he was on the Essentials, and he went ahead and was going to go on the Extreme Combo in November. And we built him an Action Vision plan, and he was so excited and so enthusiastic about it, he jumped into the Extreme Combo, like, almost immediately. His original goal was to go ahead and become 5-star in 6 to 12 months, probably more like 12. And now his goal is to do it within 3 months.
Wow.
And what's counterintuitive on that is it would seem like it's hard, much harder to go ahead and do it in 3 months than it is 12.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a plan and the right systems and tools in place and you're getting the right direction, it's actually mm-hmm. easier to get it done in 3 months than it is 12.
Right. Okay.
Because it's like martial arts. It's a lot easier to break a board if you're going fast than slow.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Cool. Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll get you out the link, and it's pretty straightforward. It walks through everything. And then in with your husband, he's really obviously critical to the process, either influential in making the decision, or maybe you guys, different. So is it kind of you guys have agreed, different couples do different, ways. And so sometimes mm-hmm. there's, an advisement. Sometimes it's like, yeah, if we don't both agree on moving forward, we don't agree on moving forward. Is that more like what you guys have? If you both don't agree on moving forward, you don't move forward on stuff?
No. I certainly pay attention to it, but
sure.
I'm motivated to make a change. I make decent money, but it's still not, what I need to be able to provide or sustain the life that I need to prepare for my children when I'm able to do more. So I'm motivated to do more.
Right.
So
I want to be sensitive to it because I'm always a believer. I've owned my own companies for, almost 30 years now. I don't move forward on things without my wife saying yes
mm-hmm.
On things, but she always says yes. So it's not hard, sometimes I wish she would have said no, but I learned from those, and I guess I haven't, botched up bad enough for her to ever say no. And so she knows that in some decisions it's cost us literally millions of dollars, mm-hmm. but other decisions it's made us millions. So net-net, we've never lost a house, we never gone hungry. And so, mm-hmm. But other couples are, different ways. And so in an ideal world, we always try, work really hard. It's hard enough to be successful in business if you have your spouse's support. If your spouse isn't supportive, it just makes something harder.
Mhm. Mhm.
Does that make sense?
I totally agree. I'm experiencing it, but that's why I have to stay motivated, and I
right.
have to listen to a lot. I listen to a lot of tapes, believe it or not. A lot of self.
Well, and that's the thing. Opposites tend to attract, and they're. I don't advise and don't recommend and don't like when one spouse is moving forward and the other one's not. But I also do understand that sometimes, the spouse isn't going to move. They're just not going to, and so they will not move.
Mm-hmm.
And so the spouse has to make a tough decision, say, okay, I've tried to be patient with you. I've tried to let you, I've tried to honor you. But you know what? I'm making money and I have vision goals and I'm going to do this. I'd prefer to do it with you, but it's leave, follow, or get out of the way. It's one of those three.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so do you think that he would be, open to having a conversation, with me, with you, with us? Would he be open to that conversation or just totally closed to it?
I think he would be close to it.
Okay.
I think what would make the difference for him, and even I think the piece of it that he will get involved with when he does get involved is when I start getting the properties, and then he would assist with that piece of it, I think, and have some input there. I don't, this year is almost 20 years. I don't necessarily see any other aspect of it that he'd be willing to be involved with, including having a conversation about it.
Okay. So normally, and again,
almost 20 years, I've learned to deal with that.
Right.
And
yeah.
It'll be okay.
Yeah, and it's been, I mean, people have said to me, you know, Mark, yeah, I can get you a conversation with my spouse, but there's no way you're going to, there's no way they're interested. And when
yeah.
I talk to the spouse is more excited. When I get done talking to them, they're more excited than the individual. They're like, that's amazing. How did you do that? I mean, wow. Because most of the time the spouse is that's resistant is they've seen everything, heard everything, understand everything, or at least they think they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that they're being sold.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not the type to have seen everything and heard everything and tried everything. He's just not.
Well, does he think he has, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So most of the time they haven't. They just think they have. They think they know. They think they've seen. It's like, yeah, no, you haven't. But
no,
when they talk to me.
He's not seen it. Yeah.
What's that?
I'm saying he's not seen, or this is
sure.
One of the things that he's actually said, oh, you know, yeah, real estate, that will do it. I think, you know, real estate will do it, but not that, okay, I've seen that and, you know.
Right. So I think
that.
When spouses who are skeptical, cynical, when they talk to me, they sense I'm not trying to sell anything. I am genuinely interested in coming up with a solution that's really the right solution. And, yes, if in business you have to invest money to make money, but I'm not out to sell anything. I'm out to go ahead and find the best solution for somebody. And they sense that. They get that. They're like, this guy is not actually a very good salesman. But he's genuine, and he knows what he's doing. He's very knowledgeable. He's made investments in business that have worked and haven't worked, and he's not trying to pressure us into spending money, even putting money into things. He really is interested. But if they won't even talk to me, then there's nothing I can do. You know, it's like, there's nothing I can do. And
I can ask. Him, I could make the suggestion. I could ask him, and and take it from there. If I don't ask, I won't know for sure.
Sure.
I'll just be going off history or
right.
what I know.
Right.
But,
if you wanted to do that again, I've never met your husband, so I don't know. But if you wanted to do that. I think the thing that probably the spouse is most impressed with is my knowledge of them based on just a few questions, personality, my knowledge on their spouse, and my knowledge on the relationship without anybody sharing anything. And then I understand at a very deep, very deep, deep core level the strengths that each of you have. And the weaknesses each of you have, and how you're both so much more powerful together than you could be apart.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so the spouse is like, holy smokes, this guy knows us better than, you know, if they're in therapy, this guy knows us better than our therapist has been working. This guy really, and he has a deep value for, you know, my spouse's gifts and my own gifts, and he knows how to bring these gifts together in the most spectacular way. And once they see that and how they're not going to be, you know, pushed into something, you know, it's like it's just natural. It's just here's you have gifts. They, you know, your spouse have gifts. Here's how you bring it together and being able to go through that. And so, yeah, if you wanted to do that. If he's open, I'd love to do that. And, you know, and Jill can go ahead and schedule that, or any of the ladies can schedule that for us to talk with him. That'd be great. If he's not interested, then then we should have another conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then
okay.
we, you know, after you get a chance to study the action vision, because if you do move forward without his full blessing, it's really, really, really important that you succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. you know, once you succeed, even the most cynical, skeptical spouse, the one that's most resistant, once you succeed, then they will jump on board, and they might even
right.
say, see, I always knew it was a good idea, and you're like, what?
And that's exactly what, that's yeah, and that's him.
right, and that's how most spouses are. They're like, no, 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 you shouldn't do it, you shouldn't do it, but once you do it and you're successful, the mm-hmm. thing is it's when you have your own company, whatever company it is, when you're involved in real estate, no business is a sure thing. And with
mm-hmm.
a spouse, you kind of only get one chance. And they're like, well, you didn't succeed at it. And it's like, well, you know what? You don't succeed at everything all the time.
Right.
And they actually contributed to the failure, but they'll never know they contributed to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so if you do move forward without him, his full blessing, you need to be prepared on how to handle that and how to
mm-hmm.
move forward, and let's see how to create success really fast. And then even like on the action vision,
mm-hmm.
that system, there would be things that you could seduce him, you could draw him in, his gifts
mm-hmm.
and his talents. And so if mm-hmm. you utilize his gifts and talents in your business, then he's going to feel more a part of it, even if he was resistant to you doing it. Once
mm-hmm.
you start incorporating his gifts and talents, then he'll start having more buy-in, and then you can start working together and so in being able to do that, if that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Cool. Any other questions that you have for me, Charmaine?
Right now.
Okay. I always enjoy talking to you. You inspire, you motivate, you excite me. Your potential is just really off the charts. And so let me know if I'm not pushing you hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's like what's called the atmospheric principle.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people with a lot of potential, they need somebody really pushing them hard. And I don't
yeah.
really tend to do that unless we're contracted to do the coaching. Then we can if people want us to do. But prior
mm-hmm.
to that, I'm kind of easy
mm-hmm.
going, hey, whatever. So if you want
right.
me to push you harder, if you think you need that, just let me know.
I will.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm trying to push myself.
Well, it always helps to have somebody. It's like a workout partner, you know?
Yes.
A buddy.
It does.
You know, and so the knowledge base that you're getting online is good, but it's really mm-hmm. the engagement in the pursuit is where the deep knowledge. So when you do the online training, you know enough to be dangerous.
True.
It's when you actually, I mean, it's just every online. We have online things, too. Same thing with us. You know, it's, and so you know enough to be dangerous. With the action vision, it takes and moves you into action, and that when you get into action, that's where your deep knowledge is going to start to come.
Right. I agree with that.
When would you like Jill to follow up with you?
Let me talk with him. Some conversations are best had in person, and he'll be back on the weekend.
Okay, sure.
So let me have that conversation with him, and maybe I can call Jill back on Monday.
Okay, yeah.
Let her know.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
And if you have any questions on the link or anything like that, you can let Jill know or let me know, and love to help you out with, you know, anything we can.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate both.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate you, too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll see you. Okay. Let's go ahead and do a quick debrief. We're still in the recording mode here. Ginger Ann, questions you have?
Nope.
Okay. Jill, questions you have?
Why didn't you go for the business x-ray?
Because I'm probably sloppy, undisciplined, lazy, pathetic.
Oh, and here I was thinking of some sort of strategic.
That's often the illusion people have. They actually think I know what I'm doing, even when I don't, even when I'm sloppy. They're like, okay, he's doing this amazing, like, ninja move. Like, okay, I'm really paying attention. Like, okay, yeah, okay. Okay, and then, so what was that amazing move? Yeah, no, it was sloppy. It's like, really? Yeah, no, it's true. So what you can do is you can, you know, email her over the link for the Action Vision,
mm-hmm.
and then email her over the link for the business x-ray, mm-hmm. and then work to go ahead and slide in, you know, the next day or so for you to go in and clean up my mistake.
Yeah, because I think I had originally scheduled her so that you could close her in on it.
Close her on the x-ray?
Yeah, because I think we had partially closed her before but hadn't finished it or something. And so I think that was what was in her notes, but maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, that's, you know. So, so in the future, if you guys know that going in, you can say.
Yeah, I need to make it more clear, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's probably, it could be in the notes. I don't read the notes so well.
Well, yes, Mark, you had actually on the 23rd said that you were working to close an x-ray, or your notes.
Okay.
Mm.
So yeah, so, it's always, you know, it's always hard for me. I mean, it did cross my mind, but... there are times that I will sell the full Action Vision rather than going after a two-step. I will go after a one-step, just the whole thing. It's not usual, though. It's a much more challenging sale.
I'm sure.
And so, in being able to, you know, go through that. Hey, who's joined us?
Hey, my name is Alicia Taylor.
Alicia, how are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing spectacular this fine day. I'm doing great today. And are we, let's see, Jill, are we meeting with Alicia now?
And then I was supposed to call earlier, and I was having... phone difficulties, and
okay.
I was just able to call now.
Okay, super. Yeah, well, I've got some time, so I can go ahead and do that. And so let me go ahead, and so and just wrap up on the previous one. And so, Jill, yeah, if you swing in.